This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another night of unrest in every corner of the country left charred and shattered landscapes in dozens of American cities following more protests over the death of George Floyd. Floyd died Monday after Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck until he stopped breathing. Police have arrested more than 1,600 people in 22 U.S. cities, according to a tally by the Associated Press. Nearly one-third of those arrests came in Los Angeles. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency and ordered the National Guard to back up the city's 10,000 police officers. Overnight curfews were imposed in more than a dozen major cities. In Washington, the National Guard was deployed outside the White House, where chanting crowds taunted law enforcement officers. Dressed in camouflage and holding shields, the troops stood in a tight line a few yards from the crowd, preventing them from pushing forward. President Trump, who spent much of Saturday in Florida for the SpaceX rocket launch, landed on the lawn in the presidential helicopter at dusk and went inside without speaking to journalists. In Philadelphia, at least 13 officers were injured when peaceful protests turned violent and at least four vehicles were set on fire. Other fires were set throughout downtown. In New York, dangerous confrontations flared repeatedly as officers made arrests and cleared streets. A video showed two NYPD cruisers lurching into a crowd of demonstrators who were pushing a barricade against one of them and pelting it with objects. Several people were knocked to the ground, and it was unclear if anyone was hurt. And social media, while protests flared up across the United States, some people claimed that they even forgot that there was a pandemic that's still claiming lives. This is VOA News. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 claimed more lives overnight, taking the death toll in the United States to nearly 104,000, with nearly 1.8 million confirmed infections globally. There are nearly 370,000 deaths resulting from the virus and well over 6 million confirmed infections. Pope Francis urging politicians to divert funds spent on weapons toward research that will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering at the Vatican in nearly 3 months, he prayed in the Vatican Gardens as tens of thousands of people and about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the garden showed video links with about 25 locations and media as he prayed. Among those who did pray were Italian doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers, as well as people who recovered from the new coronavirus or lost family members. As England prepares to ease more restrictions Monday, a British infectious disease expert and a member of the British government scientific advisory group says that the loosening of lockdown measures there is dangerous. Professor John Edmonds, a member of Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies Committee, expressed concern over the country's ability to contain the spread of the virus as the lockdown eases. He said the most important issue was the high number of cases still being reported. He cited 8,000 new infections per day in England alone. Monday in England, groups of up to six people from different households will be allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens as long as they maintain social distancing rules. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a bombing that killed two employees of an Afghan television station and wounded seven other people in Kabul. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in that attack. At least six people have been killed this Sunday when a minibus struck a roadside bomb near the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The vehicle was carrying passengers, mostly from the same extended family, from the city to the funeral. In a nearby town, 19 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu, there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack from any group. A SpaceX rocket carrying two Americans is on its way to the International Space Station, a first commercial launch to take U.S. astronauts into space. It is also the first time in 9 years a U.S. rocket has lifted off carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with the Dragon capsule board with astronauts Douglas Hurley and Bob Behnke launched into orbit from Kennedy Space Center Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.